Welcome to this new key. This is Aviv, and this key is titled Unbroken, an Improbable Odyssey. Sisters, serendipity and synchronicity are the spice of life, and they make for thrilling experiences. My recent flight to Singapore was uneventful, but for a riveting read during the entire journey. I was crossing the Pacific for a stopover in Tokyo with Louis Zamperini as my literary companion. Sometimes you pick up a book you were meant to read, and then you cannot put it down. This key is about what I learned from Louis Zamperini. His amazing story is told in Unbroken, a World War II story of survival, resilience, and redemption by Laura Hillenbrandt, who also wrote Seabiscuit, an American Legend. My jet lag management secret is to separate two systems which run on different speeds. I calibrate my mind to my destination while calibrating my body and timing of meals to the time zone I left. Practically, it means not eating when the flight attendant serves you dinner, but rather when your body needs to eat. It's a clever way to separate the two speeds of your mind and digestive system, which then help you get synced better at your destination. You should try this once. On this occasion, everyone else on the flight from Seattle to Tokyo was asleep, but I could not sleep. The improbable survival story of Louis Zamperini kept me awake. I looked outside at the distant ocean from 38,000 feet and imagined Zamperini and his pilot Phil floating on a small punctured raft, surrounded by sharks, drifting for 47 days, covering 2,000 miles with no food or water. If ever there was a description of impossibility, this was it. But Zamperini lived to tell about it, and the even more difficult chapters that awaited him in Japanese prison camp. Here are a few of the lessons from this incredible, mesmerizing odyssey. Lesson 1. A rough beginning does not define your destination. Zamperini's early years were challenging. His childhood was filled with mischief, escaping school, jumping trains, breaking the rules and stealing were his main preoccupations. He was often chased by the police, but was just too fast to be caught. These early experiences were formative, but they did not define the person Louis was to become. This jagged beginning served as his self-conditioning, to build a character not defined by the environment and what others thought. In retrospect, he was developing the character formation that later saved his life. Lesson 2. Running is the first salvation. As a boy, running was my first healing and salvation, both physically and psychologically. Zamperini's story made me relive how running saved my life. I defied the doctor's order, took up long-distance running, and went on to win the Israeli Long Distance Running Championship at age 14. Every obstacle I've overcome since can be traced in part to this formative experience. In Zamperini's case, it was his brother who redirected his energy and talent to competitive running. In running, Louis found his purpose and excelled immediately. His sensational record run for the mile on his high school track team held firm in the Scholastic Book of World Records for 2 decades. This record accelerated his unparalleled ascent, and he went on to qualify for the 1936 Berlin Olympics. His youthful appearance at the Olympics and finishing the final 400 meters of the 5,000 meter run in 56 seconds caught Hitler's eyes. A future Olympic glory clearly awaited Zamperini. His Berlin Olympics experience left me haunted, desiring with him for the Tokyo Olympics in 1940, where he was destined for gold and a world record. But the Tokyo Olympics never happened. Zamperini's eventual arrival in Tokyo was under very different circumstances. He faced a battle to win a much more difficult race. His long-distance running for Behrens and resilience were now tested in the most extreme conditions and led to his incredible survival and salvation. Lesson 3. An unrealized potential seeds an even greater destiny. As the war got underway and the dream of the 1940 Olympic gold was snatched away, Zamperini was left disoriented, his goal and purpose out of reach. This unfulfilled energy and unrealized potential had to be redirected to a new goal, the race to stay alive. He was flying against the odds in the Pacific Theater, fighting the Japanese Imperial Air Force. His Olympic race now took a new form, after the Green Hornet, his bomber, crashed into the Pacific and a rescue mission was unable to find him and two other survivors. He could easily have disappeared into the Pacific, like many others before him, but his odyssey became staying alive while drifting on a very small raft. Sharks, starvation, no water, and the Japanese firing into the raft at close range should have ended Zamperini's journey. But 47 days and 2,000 miles later, he and his surviving pilot friend were washed ashore on the Marshall Islands. And this was just the beginning of the impossibly tough Japanese chapter, in which Zamperini played an even greater distinct role. Lesson 4. Courage is the first of all qualities. During my fighter pilot training years in the Israeli Air Force, I studied the history of air fights, but somehow never realized the impossible odds and mind-numbing statistics of survival in the Pacific Theater in World War II. These brave men went to work and took off day after day to watch their friends crash or be shot down and disappear into the abyss of the Pacific. Taking off every day, when you know that your chances of coming back are slim, takes immense courage. And courage has a mesmerizing and hypnotic power in the face of impossibility. It is this kind of courage that saved the world in World War II. Courage is indeed the first of all human qualities. Lesson 5. Human cruelty can be horrific. It is only paralleled and surpassed by an even greater resilience. As we approached our Tokyo landing, I was filled with horror as I quickly turned each page of my Kindle through the experience of Zamperini's torture. His POW ordeal in a Japanese prison camp, where he was continually tormented by a sadistic, psychopathic guard, is a difficult read. What shines through this impossible pain and courage is his incredible resourcefulness and resilient power to go on in the race against death. Lesson 6. Helping others is the greatest help to self. Zamperini's POW experience is a difficult and painful account to read. Actually, it's horrifying to the extreme. But the beauty of the story shines forth in the compassionate help and support prisoners found with each other and few guards. Helping each other to survive the increasing odds of imminent death takes the reader through the impossibility of their situation to the triumph of their determination to not only survive, but have leadership and power over their situation and over their own despair. Lesson 7. Redemption is glorious, but a lot of work too. A few years after he returned home and married, Zamperini's life started to implode. The trauma and the emotional and mental scars, of which there was little understanding in the years after the war, were just too much. But then he climbed back and reclaimed his life once again. Zamperini and his survival is a moving story in the most profound way. It is a mirror that reflects to us all the human potential and power of not giving up, of resilience, of working hard, and of the human spirit and all that it may do. Now it's your turn. Turn the key. Discover and get inspired by Louis Zamperini and how far a resilient will and determination can carry us forward into the challenges of the future. Learn about the power of survival, courage, forbearance, redemption, and forgiveness. This world is filled with inspirational people, and you too have your stories and inspiration to tell and share.